Hanover here, 12th of March 1978, from the other side, in the way that the conceptual structure of a particular method, way that the mathematical structure of a particular formalism is held to reflect the ontology of the domain, and the way that we form conception of a, here you see Dummett's discussion in Frege when he's talking about the way that we form a conception of a domain of entities. Berman and the others are arguing that we can have access to where we can form conception, not of that is too restrictive to talk about having to form conception of a particular domain of entities. Of course, but it is too restrictive to that by demanding that we have be able to form a conception of that particular domain of entities, which is where can be values for the variables of this quantified schema in our theory, and that therefore the relationship of functions under function value is absolutely fundamental. The notion of functional correspondence. Was resulting indeed in an articulation of the world, in the context of QGMD, insofar as our principal intelligibility of our ontology has broken down, we're dealing just with the relationship between mathematical structures of one theory and another, which can be brought into conformity from a mathematical viewpoint, which has as its foundation foundations of our mathematics, the foundational theory of our mathematics, that is to say, set theory, relying on the notion of functional correspondence and isomorphism. Type rather the very notion of isomorphism itself, as and that in its turn, of course, is tied up with one-to-one correspondence of the kind with a particular, we argue, perhaps with a particular conceptualization of the world. Of course, in elucidating the plenum ontology, is a series, the rearrangement of property. Of quality complexes and so intensities of field field intensities and their distribution in space, one has to make use of the theoretic formalism. One has to make use of notions of cardinality, which are founded on abstraction from the principle of abstraction, use of functional abstraction. Which seem to go with a notion of so iterative conception of set, seem to go with a we're under an illusion if we think that those necessarily go with a conception, an atomistic conception of reality, but they do seem to go with the notion of a plurality of entities which are structureless with respect to conceptual resources of the form of the theory, rather than, and I mean, they are, whereas relationship between the values of the variables, values of, in this case, quantities instantiated at one point of space-time or the other, the idea of the logical independence of these, the points of space-time, their identity, one clothed with one field rather than another. See Bergman, his discussion, that's very important and fundamental, but compare the point made in Graves about the global as against the local properties of the not a more or less inclusive collections of points. That again brings us straight back into Lovere's discussion about the domain of variation, the intuitive notion about the structure of the domain of variation, and his discussion about building value models for category sets and the principle excluded middle, and somehow a completely monistic ontology as not acknowledging two separate truth values as we're logically independent. Two completely independent, separate points in this articulation of the relationship between the causes and values of our variables. The idea that there's already in the notion of the form of the relationships of Verlaufen a view of the way that, well, certainly the way that the function values go together, the relationships of functions and function value can go together, which dictates the QGMD, in respect to GMD ontology, and ignores the idea of its intelligibility in purely pictorial terms, consideration of the traditions which historical traditions in which traditions of speculation, historical speculation in which the attempts to bring together the conceptual structures or informal conceptual structures accompanying on their own, in fact, in isolation of the mathematical formalism, which is a great mistake anyway, and it's rather the evolution of the mathematical formalism in response to our ingenuity, and but not to revision of the fundamental concepts of the mathematics themselves, see Dirac, in response to new conceptual requirements, rather elucidation in terms of the existing basis for the not for the organization in the sense of that we might expect to move from a heuristic perspective or the correlation interfecundation, for instance, of theories. There's indeed, this is done very successfully in the case of category theory. We have it interfecundated. Certainly, we've got a relationship between algebraic geometry and geometrical logic. Very interesting, profound. One deals entirely with linear. Dominating aspect of one of linear calculations, the question about non-linear as being more fundamental and connected with questions about the principle of coherence of ontology. In the classical treatment of quantifiers inside classical logic, one has always in one's mind the possibility of infinite disjunction. Yes, I mean, this is wrong because one has this conception of a domain of entities as totality, which we can a well-formed conception of the totality of the entity. We must be able to form a conception of the domain of entities as a totality, as possessing a kind of structure, which in fact is just the reflection. Dummett talks about the role of proper names in our language, but which is an irate reflection of our ideas of individuality, of our conception of individuality. But it's argued that our conception of individuality itself goes haywire in the context of the relationship between the conceptual structures and descriptive schemes of these fundamental scientific theories. So why not admit that and then base ourselves on? So we're trying to try and look for mathematization of the informal conceptual mathematization of the ways in which we might, relying on imaginative, intuitive insight, bring together the kind of think that we have brought together the kind of broad conceptual descriptive schemes underlying the two theories, or which it's held as well, our company, are reflected in the mathematical structures. Actually, I'm going to argue it's not a question of those being reflected in the mathematical structures. The mathematical structures from the mathematical viewpoint can be brought together. See Salam's remarks about that. And then, subject to interpretation and already so far from intuition, compare Berm that, and for instance, the coordinate values of we would not, by speculating and relying on intuition in that way, and a notion of ruministic, on principle of intelligibility, ruministic ontology, speculating about the significance of the domain of variation, the way that Lorvere does, arrive at the correct analysis of Sartre hyperfunctions within an entirely set theoretic formalism, and must get away from the idea of set theoretic formalism. The language in which it's sometimes spoken of, as it were, static as contrasted with dynamic, and the notion there of somehow of dynamic is connected in some way, vague way, with global as against local structure, and with the idea, as far as we concentrate on dynamical properties, we got away from the idea of non-linear as against linear, as more fundamental, as providing a basis for the organization of in fact providing consideration non-linear, linear, precisely the considerations, set of considerations which transcend the scope of present set theoretical foundations of the subject and demand, for instance, creation in this case out of the mathematical formalism of the requirements of the heuristic perspective for the development of the formal apparatus of one particular fundamental research program of physical mathematics, namely the twister theory, the conception of a non-linear sheaf theory, and looking from non-linear sheaf theory back to sheaves and quantifiers, and the connection between classical view of quantification, infinite disjunction, and the conception of the domain there as tied up with the notion of individuality. Well, you're completely up a creek, I'm sure, but anyway, get all this down on paper. What you were going to say, I think it is very important, about the whole lot of things we're going to say about Hooker about Dummett and Haag and Mabry. What you were going to say about the footnote about interparticle conversion was first that we deal with symmetry, fundamental symmetries, rather than with the atomistic, Greek atomistic conception of particle, see Hagedorn. If we adopt SU3 as fundamental, then we can codify that in the fairly straightforwardly in the apparatus that we've got set out in this paper so far. What you can't do, however, you're then dealing with the relationship between mathematical structures, or rather than between the an informal, straightforwardly with the tuples, whose members' terms are thought of as the entities in the sense in which the intelligibility of the entity, the intelligibility of the, as individuals of the entities is not in question. Informal conceptual structure involved discussion, and the way in which that is up for question, and leads to a discussion of the relationship between the role of the notion of individual in Cantorian sense, it is related to the development of set theory and the relationship of whether mathematics is a proper part of our scientific theories, and whether there's a kind of conceptualization operating in the foundations of mathematics which is subject to modification in the light of awareness of conceptual possibilities, and in the light of variations in the historical, in the principles of intelligibility, principles of coherence of our ontology, kind of whether there are considerations connected with conceptual structure and ontology which lead outside the framework, which might lead outside the framework of transcend the framework of our presently foundations of mathematics, means of organizing mathematics, lead outside it. The view that there is, the Hooker, Graves, Berman, the others, you are going to reject. Incidentally, this is not, before you go back to this point, when talking about the rearrangement of field intensities in the plenum schema in the context of the GB paper, one should point out the business about cardinality and Geech's point about cardinality. We actually require the It's no argument to say that such a scheme could never become our conceptual scheme, because we might understand how our conceptual scheme come to be conditioned the light of our, and recognize it as incorporating, including Hooke actually wants to see a fundamental numerical concept. Compare what Dummett has to say about natural number in the light of overall, the foundationless epistemology, which everything is subject to revision, reconstruction. Compare, as I say, Dummett and your own views. Whether, if it is, then well, it depends on the extent to which we can see through the research programs in the foundations of the theory. Earlier on about the interparticle conversion processes, what now? It will be between how this apparatus in the GB paper is to be adapted to handle theories. Relationship between mathematical structures of set theory. Between the mathematical structures of completely disparate theories, where there is where different perspectives for their development, in the sense of the potential unification. We perhaps have to wait. I don't think that it provide any heuristic insight into the ways in which they're to be brought together or modified so that they can be brought together. That is the subject of heuristic. That is the subject of sort of physical mathematics research programs in physical mathematics, the motivation of which can be traced back to considerations of ontology, say for instance, the Drifter theory. And its remarks about the relationship of that to nominalism compare the notion of the role of functional abstraction as somehow dissociated from combinatorial, the worry that it might be somehow dissociated from as well, concrete combinatorial content of operations. Completely divorced from concrete combinatorial content and regard as a concrete combinatorial content as as its self-reflecting predilection for one kind of mathematization which reflects the role of numerical concept in our existing conceptual scheme, and subject can see, for instance, your business about topology, the topology basis of point set topology, the definition of where the two values, the four-element lattice, is used in structuring logical space. Compare relationship between languages, in which we can express varying degrees of. It's the idea in Hooke about the structure of the algebraic product, the involutive structure or whatever of Gary Meyer or algebraic product as reflecting the principle of coherence ontology in the way that the point set, the way that the point-wise distributive structure is supposed to do. Point-wise distributive structure simply reflects the relationship of functions under function value. That would be your contention. Oh, it's a bit too hasty, I'm afraid. But to get back to your point about the footnote about interparticle conversion, you've got the problem about treating the relationship between the mathematical structures, symmetries. First of all, question about whether they're fundamental symmetries, the role of SU3, in which case you can handle, I think, fairly straightforwardly. If on the other hand, one adopted bootstrap, then, or rather, even saw the whole question about symmetry, fundamental symmetries, conservation principles, and the idea of supersymmetry, for instance, and coordinate values for super space and extended superspace and so on. Compare the other point of view, which is we're starting from an alternative principle of intelligibility, fundamental conception of order and ontology. See that value of bringing back together the coordinate values, as in the discussion of supergravity in superspace, in terms of relationships of tuples on the Cartesian products. And the theory, being quite straightforward, is itself expressing commitment to a explicate order. That it, whether it does or not, must be determined by looking at when non-Cartesian, the role of, say, non-linear theory, the question about non-Cartesian closed structures in the category theory. But these questions, in fact, the actual notion of functional correspondence itself, whether the notion of functional correspondence doesn't already build a commitment to, as indeed commit to, commitment to possible form of relationships between Burke and Lowen, it's already built in, and your argument is that the relationship between the causes and values and variables were conceived as ranging over domains in the natural world from the point of view of a completely monistic ontology, closed space and time, one might formulate from an imaginative intuitive viewpoint the conception of the way that the values and variables went. Completely closed systems, the Sachs discussion of completely closed system, and what the argument is that will be wrong. Further recording made in the morning of the 13th of March 1978 at 20 to 1 in the morning, about 13 hours or so after the previous recording on the first side, and the side of this present side of this tape. First of all, further to what you were saying in the earlier part of this tape, you wanted to make some remarks about the notion of asymmetry. These thoughts in your mind when you're going in the taxi to John Cameron's house for lunch today. First of all, what you're going to say is the introduction to your essay, just mention a point about restriction in the context of this preliminary essay to microtheories of the kind discussed by Sellers, and wish to find a more precise elucidation, reformulation of the theses which he advances, which meets the kind of objections to the existing formulations to them that you advance here. Getting back to today's thoughts, first of all, the point about asymmetry. I'll go into this in some detail, but the sense in which Radek postulates a kind of asymmetry is involved in the theoretical explanation, the elucidation of the reasons why the content of the less fundamental theory is not in fact realized, the connection between the level of the conceptualization of the role of the model as providing informal ontological hypotheses, postulating the kinds of entities and the ways in which the properties of those kinds of entities hang together, the level of description with which the theory deals, the informal levels hypothesis, as being assimilated to more fundamental level. Not usually piecemeal, for instance, the discussion in Radek of heat as molecular, heat as caloric, as against heat as mean molecular kinetic energy. Now, the notion of the identity side in the equation, in our equations of mathematical theory of physics, physical equations, as not being read as the logician's identity sign. Compare, for instance, the formulation of general relativity, not in terms of differential geometry at all, but entirely in terms of tensor, of course, is still a perfectly well-defined mathematical entity, regardless of whether we express the equations of general relativity in tensor fashion or in terms of vector bundles and differential geometry and differential forms or in terms of Weinberg's treatment.
explanation of it being a mathematically perfectly modified identity, but the idea of that the level of unification of mathematical structures, the kind of examination of the most fundamental notions of the mathematical formalism as embodying as well conceptualization as, for instance, the point set, the notion of point set equipped with topological structure is the, you know, the model for space-time in GR is open somehow for grabs compared with the treatment in twister formalism, see Isham in QG 75. But the idea of informal conceptual structure is the kind discussed, in fact, in Hooker as embodied in the implication of Hooker that we should look at the fundamental notions of mathematical formalism, the fundamental object, a fundamental object in mathematical formalism. And its significance in terms of the conceptual structure, the descriptive language of the theory, the kind of interpretation that we have for the mathematical formalism in that theory, in the case of GR, the in the light of the mathematical formalism of the covering theory, the in this case, QM. See what Dummett says about the biconditional. It certainly seems we can't read the correspondence rules in this in the of the kind discussed by Sellers, relating the integers of one conceptual framework with those of another as biconditionals, where there's an asymmetry involved. This is in the case of dealing with relationships between the objects, the ways in which we would characterize situations as involving entities of various types in S1 and S2 in the formalism of your paper. Since that we've formed, I think, formal conceptual structure of one, the ontology of it may be the same principle of intelligibility, of the same notion of individual as intelligible in the sense of CPM, C. Hooker, on the one hand. On the other, it's just that we acknowledge different the entities that we, in the sense of the members of the tuples, in the sense of the GB paper, that we acknowledge as being involved in the situation which we previously characterized as S1 in terms of the participation of, participated in by entities of one or more diverse sorts. Rather participated in by these, we characterize it by saying, and we identify the one with the other, or rather we deny applicability to certain predicates on the basis of our adoption of the replacement theses, on the other hand, which we codify by means of this or metalinguistic encoding of the replacement thesis. How is that related to the sort of asymmetry that is discussed by Ruddick? The point is, look at Dummett's discussion of the biconditional identity, the identity sign, compare the asymmetry discussed in Ruddick, and see whether the kind of reconstruction postulated in your paper doesn't get around that the conviction of the asymmetry of the relation as expounded by reference to various historical examples in Ruddick. Notice that Ruddick discusses piecemeal the replacement of one conception of, in this case, of the conception of property, the sort of informal ontological hypothesis, way relations between the conceptualization involved, conceptual structures accompanying the mathematical formalisms of respective theories, and as the mathematical conceptual structure, the descriptive scheme of the theoretical language at one time as against another, both as were describing the same level, isolation of the same level. In fact, Ruddick's discussion, if he isolates, for instance, heat, a specific quantity, a specific theoretical notion involved in, and as it was itself the subject matter of a whole body of mathematically highly evolved theories, not focusing so much on the case where there's a breakdown in the applicability of the notion itself, as discussed in Q3 75, as discussed in the no transcendence of the sort of limits of the applicability of some notion. Moving on, first of all, your long discussion with Tim Kirk's flatmate about your thesis, what it was all about. Then the discussion with John, with Pete Lees, and with the Jewish mathematician, the MOD from Durham. Various things said about fluid dynamics, the way that something is set equal to some quantity set equal to zero, so the equation, in terms of actually solving the techniques for solving the equation, it makes them very much easier, the techniques for solving the equation. It's made very much more difficult. On the other hand, compare the Chandrasekhar's treatment of the Newman-Penrose constants in that brilliant paper at the Cambridge GR Conference of 1976. So it remarks about the intellectual stamina needed to work one's way through the tensor notation. Remarks by Bernice Nice in the paper in the Bristol Logic Colloquium. Bernice Nice remarks that the not only the questions to be solved within the particular theories, but also the suitable theoretical setting up of the whole of mathematics constitutes a problem. The suitable theoretical setting up of one body of mathematical theory, as it were, within one level of development, within another, as it were, a level of greater rigour. Some dispute, compare, for instance, Lorvier's remarks about national continuity in analysis not having been eliminated from by the arithmetization of analysis and various other heuristic remarks. Compare some of Bernays' remarks with observations of Graves about nonlinearity and the content of that we form concepts about the ways in which the properties of the notion of idealized structure that's used here seems to stem from a notion of abstract possible structure, this general kind of abstract possible structure that we can make intelligible to ourselves. Making that intelligible in terms of elements, in terms of membership, as opposed to making it intelligible in terms of the notion of abstract structure contained with nothing to do with internal morphology, but rather the way in which we grasp. As well as facts about what is a general structure defined by given isomorphism type in sort of full generality. The kind of experience of structures of that kind, the kind of experience of structures of that kind as related, for instance, set theoretic notions, as related to a particular notion of Cantorian conception of the entities of which we inform ourselves of clear and distinct intuition. Maybe a conversation with the bloke from Durham. Mark that I'm considering particle theory, elementary particle theory based approaches. We clearly don't, considering the use of fundamental symmetries or even bootstrap. The idea of particles as being finite, the idea of a complex as being explicated by the notion of finite set. The notion of finite set as being adequate to the explication of the notion of complex is a finite complex of the notion of is KP composing as occurs in science clearly inadequate in the case of the sort of interparticle conversion processes which one considers in the elementary particle theory and the kind of deep inelastic scattering experiments, the kind of results of mathematical understandings, the results of deep inelastic scattering experiments as related to currents of fundamental symmetry such as SU3 and so on, compare Wheeler's remarks about groups as concealing structure in physics as being something more fundamental than that kind of group theoretic relationship. The point being that we can no longer try and treat the notion of particle the way in which the mathematical structure C Bunger's remarks about the potentially representing factual construct is defined by some mathematical structure and sorts of semantic axioms. Let's see what he says about this. He was saying to the bloke from Durham, we no longer have a grasp on the kind of conception of individuality. See, Hawke's remarks about that. But it seems that that notion of individuality is tied up with the Cantorian notion of foundations of set theory. Certainly as tied up with ZF, we can use the constant iteration upon the empty set. But at the same time, Pete Lee's remarks about the iterative conception, the sort of relationship of set inclusion as being sort of a posteriori, I don't quite understand his remark about that. See also the remarks which they were making about algebraic K-theory, algebraic field theory, and Galois theory as involved in coding problems, problems of the kind of and the theory of computable functions, general theories about coding. Tomorrow I go through the Hooker papers on individuality and on the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism of the theory, and the Dummett book in great detail, also Hark. Just got it specifically for remarks that you want to make in the context of the general introduction to the thesis, a general introduction, and also go through the notes that you already got written on the notes that you already got written on books from the other evening, Thursday or Wednesday rather. Wednesday evening at Trafalgar Square, the notes that you already got written there. The notes that you made on tapes the other day. All this down on paper and get clear on all this for the main body of the thesis, but you do write up the Sellers and your paper, GB, first, and then particularly the various footnotes, for instance, the footnote about interparticle conversion processes, ontology, the way that you would adapt it, and various remarks about the ontology of the monistic, the ontology of the plenum theory, the field theory, that Hooker's got it completely wrong. Compare the non-atomistic thesis there, the idea of science as a proper, the idea of mathematics as a proper part of science touched on in Dummett, and also in the remarks by Hooker in the on the global view of theories and in the collection of blue, in the collection of photocopying in the blue folder. He Dummett's remarks about the philosophical basis of intuitionistic logic or philosophical reasons for adopting intuitionistic logic in a justification for adopting one logic rather than another, as the logic of mathematics must turn on questions of meaning. Remarks that Dummett makes on page 6 of his paper on the philosophical basis of intuitionistic logic about the meaning of the mathematical statement determines and is exhaustively determined by its use. The meaning of such a statement cannot be or contain as an ingredient anything which is not manifest in the use made of it. Use made of the statement, or use rather made of the notion. The statements themselves are relying on the notion of on the body of techniques, on the notion of functional correspondence, in fact, the relationships between the verb laufen. Dummett's remark about knowledge, which consists in the ability to state the rules in accordance with which an expression or symbol is used, or the way in which it may be replaced by an equivalent expression or sequence of symbols, way in which it may be replaced by an equivalent expression, that is to say, one which in connection with the whole body of mathematical statements allows a more general expression to elucidate the content of the covered statement, statements of covering, covered theory, within the covering theory, in a more general way, or in a way which allows for there being some certain quantity in the mathematical forms of being treated as fundamental in the derivation of the structure of the system of quantities, and allowing for the unification, for instance, examples in Penrose and elsewhere. This argument that Castonguay has got it very wrong in attributing too much to this. The characterization of holistic theory of meaning, holistic approach to meaning in page 8, and Strasky's in what the establishment of interconnections with other theories consists, and that in which the establishment of interconnections with other theories consists, the establishment of functional correspondences. Correspondence between these structures of one theory and there's another. That's the level of generality of the structure of properties within the mathematical systems. Structure of the relations of properties. Notion of sentences as lying further towards the interior of the structures, rather, one might argue certain notions, our ability to grasp of the notion of functional correspondence.